throw it over to the publisher of that fine website. That is the one and only Charlie Harper, sporting some facial hair today.
It's a face made for radio, so it's what we do. But
looking good, lost a couple of pounds, got some sun.
Well, you know, tan is slimming because I actually gained about 7 pounds on my vacation last week when George Paul Radio was not here. But
maybe I'm looking at the wrong party.
All you told me was that there was going to be a remote tomorrow. You did not say it was going to be at Sugarloaf. And so you invited us into the studio today because apparently, even though you're complimenting our appearance, you believe you can dress us up, but you cannot take us out.
Well, no, it's an issue of credentials and parking and all this other
credentials,
sort of
credentials.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, John and I are going to get to deal with credentials up to our wazoo on Saturday when we get to deal with the Georgia GOP conventions.
I may have to join you tomorrow, though. You know, I'm from Gwinnett. I'm out there. I do have the special parking pass that gets me.
Special parking pass for your Chevrolet, which we were discussing earlier.
Yes, absolutely.
John likes his Chevrolet. Yeah, we're doing Georgia Paul Radio today, folks. It's Thursday, so don't be confused by that. But because we weren't here last week and because Sully doesn't want to take us to places where they have nice things, we're downtown, Midtown, wherever you call this, beautiful South Buckhead, Brookwood, Sully's favorite neighborhood where he can walk everywhere he wants to go except Gwinnett County, in the beautiful Rhino Shield Studios, because Rhino Shield, it's better than paint. John's here with me. We may have Stephen Turkheimer joining later. We called an audible for him. He actually was working today because he apparently does that from time to time. But if he can get out of some things, he might join us. We're going to have George Chidi in the next segment. But right now, we're going to have John start talking about a little bit of what he did last night. And, John, this is a safe zone where we are here with the microphone. There's no chalk in the studio that I'm aware of. But
that's correct.
Apparently there was some chalk at Emory University last night. Where some guy or the face of a social media entity known as Milo was at Emory, and you went to listen to him talk. So for those that might not be initiated, who is Milo, whatever,
Yiannopoulos, I think, is good a way of doing that. Milo is a 32-year-old openly gay conservative commentator.
So straight out of Central Casting. Then.
Right, straight out of Central Casting. He was actually a very, very interesting person when you sit down and talk to him. But he was arranged. He's running a tour around the country for the Young Americans for Freedom and the College Republicans, and appeared at Emory yesterday, talked for about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes, and then went out, of course, and participated in his own chalkening, writing his name down on the, I guess, one of the public areas of Emory University. I found him to be quite outrageous. And, of course, the interesting part about that is that the whole chalking incident for Donald Trump actually started at Emory about 3 weeks ago. Students woke up, saw pro-Trump chalk marks on the around campus and promptly freaked out, or some of them did, and got the president of the college involved, and basically he tried to get everybody calmed down. So I thought it was really odd, or not odd, but interesting that you get Milo in there, who is indeed his own walking microaggression, and also, by the way, a big Trump fan, right? Because he calls Trump daddy, and he says Trump is basically not politically correct, and that is what Milo is, right? He's not going to be politically correct. He is a big person who believes radical feminism is a real problem, fighting political correctness, hates social justice warriors, so he's about that type of a person.
But this is really performance art, isn't it? I mean, let's be blunt. This is a guy, I forgot what word you used when you started to describe him already, but this is a guy that wants attention. And what we've turned politics into is we cover things like this where you've got a guy trying to see how, I believe outrageous was the word you used.
Right, outrageous will work.
You know, you've got a guy trying to counterbalance the ridiculousness of the far extreme left with the ridiculousness of the far extreme right. And this is what cable news has turned into, and now this is what a lot of talk radio has turned into. But, you know, we present these things as if this is what balanced politics is we have to get the craziest from the left and the craziest from the right that are literally setting out to try to be offensive and then dare anyone to pretend to be offended at what they're purposely trying to offend people for. Is he not what's wrong with politics right now?
I think he certainly doesn't doesn't help the whole political climate. And one of the things that I realized as I watched this thing go on, you know, I got over there, there were probably 20 or 30 protesters, maybe not even quite that much, in front of this academic building at Emory, where they had that, with, you know, Milo does not speak for us and other things they were talking.
Yeah, the straight out of, again, the bullet point, intellectually shallow. I'm looking at a picture John's got on georgiapoll.com right now of the protesters. First of all, I thought the goth thing was out, you know, 20 years ago, but it apparently goth clubs still exist.
Right, right.
But let's not just insult them for their looks. Let's insult them for the lack of just originality of their protest. Shame on college Republicans, and then Republicans is scratched out and it's turned into racist.
Sure.
And therein lies the whole problem with this debate of, okay, we've got one side that just has decided anything they disagree with, if you're a Republican, you're a racist, to give them carte blanche to then do anything they want, and anything that's opposition is racist. So it breeds a Milo on the far right that now says, okay, if you're just going to call us racist, we're going to go embrace what's known as the alt-right, which has roots in white supremacy,
sure,
and make racism great again. And this is what politics is now?
Well, and that's part of what, you know, he's amplifying the Trump message being even less politically correct than Trump is. What, as I say, when you look at what has happened at previous Milo events that he's had around the country in Rutgers, New Jersey, I guess he made an appearance and people were actually spraying around fake blood to protest Milo. And you had another situation where, you know, they got in and disrupted the Milo's performance with air horns, things along that line. And there's been some violence involved, and actually none of that happened at Emory. You had the protesters. They kindly stood outside. They didn't really come inside that I saw, didn't disrupt what was going on. And after it was over and everybody was leaving to head over to do the chalketing, they were still outside and still protesting. But it wasn't anything of violence. And indeed, at the end of the day, the new chairman of the College Republicans, you know, came in and thanked them for making a protest, for showing up and making a protest in front of 300 people who obviously liked what Milo had to say.
I have nothing. I mean, again, these kids want to show up and protest again. Congratulations for them. I found them dull, unoriginal, of at least the pictures I saw of them, and nothing new there. So they look like straight out of Central Casting protesters that are there where the victory is in a protesting itself. Congratulations to Milo. He's done some performance art, and he's got us talking about him today instead of things that, in my opinion, matter. But at the end of the day, this doesn't move the needle. It allows people to go back and have people cheering the way they want to be cheered on. But I still look at this whole episode as more part of the problem than part of the solution. And then when we look at things like what has happened when, as you said, the other way that protesting is, you've got people now trying to stop political events. And that, honestly, that's where this whole chalk thing came from in Emory. You've got people at Emory that don't believe they should have to see the name Donald Trump.
Right.
And so, you know, it's getting to a point where you've got people that are that's the bigger thing we can talk about more about college campuses, where everything's got to be a safe space where we can all get together and celebrate, as the Onion says, the diversity of idea.
Right.
And as long as we all can agree on the right idea, we can celebrate the diversity of that. But it's... Anyway, I'm glad, I guess, you went, had some entertainment for
the
evening.
You know, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I will say that. You don't get to sit next to Milo very often.
Well,